Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, sitting across from me, I've got Kieran Murphy, I've got Nicole Lonergan. They are both from the Irish trad group Bird.
Woo, up the Bird.
Come here, the lassies. What's the story? Tell me about Bird. There's so much to talk about, right? In fact, before we talk about Bird, don't tell me about Bird yet, right? Tell me about Club Rock Shandy. I was just doing a theory thing called Ask Dave on a Wednesday, where if you have any question you want to know the answer to, you just ask me and I'll figure it out for you. Somebody wants to know, was Rock Shandy Irish? It is. It's from Black Rock, when people used to go sea swimming. They go across to the pub afterwards. They'd mix orange and lemon together because it would cut through the salt in their mouths.
Sorry.
And one of the lads who was doing it, swimming with them, was the director of CNC, who made Club, and he made Rock Shandy. Anyway.
There you go.
That's unreal.
They're all talking about that now this morning. So I was asking, was Club Apple a thing? Do you remember this?
Never heard of
a
it.
A green...
No, I don't remember that.
Okay,
Well,
actually, Barry says that, he says, yeah, there was a Club Apple and a Club Cranberry and Orange and a Club Super Split and a Club Fat Frog. And he says, by the way, I sell Club for a living. That's why he knows all the things. A lot of people pointing out that in the UK, they don't have Rock Shandy, but they have a thing called St. Clement's. And I don't know if you remember the rhyme, orange and lemons ring the bells of St. Clement's. This was like a nursery rhyme when we were kids. It was, again, before your time. Anyway, Deirdre and Paul are both saying that they have their version of Rock Shandy. So if you're there, you can get a version, but it's not the same.
Okay.
Club Rock Shandy.
No.
It's not.
It does feel like just the most Irish thing ever, doesn't it? It's like flat 7-Up when you're sick. It's
totally.
Just one of those things.
You've got to have
old
it.
Old wives' tale kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then people like All Ireland Foods just saying, hang on, we can deliver Rock Shandy to France if you want, lads. So fair play to Joe and the lads.
We're going international.
Let's go back on track now. I need to talk about Bird, because to me, Bird kind of came out of nowhere, and I hate calling things an overnight success when they're not an overnight success. You're like, we've been doing this for 15 years. So when was Bird put together?
Well, Lisa Kenny, the mastermind behind Bird, has been cornering us all over the country for the past 10 years trying to poach members of the band Bird. So it has been over 10 years in the making, but for each of us, we have come into it at different stages. So I think in the last... Two years and a half
since we started actually doing gigs.
Right.
But we were trying to get it up and running kind of before COVID, and then the pandemic slowed it down. But yeah, all of our individual careers have been going on for, years and years and years.
Yeah, we've all been playing music our whole lives.
Well, Nicole, your career obviously peaked when you joined me on stage with Block Rock and Beats. I mean, your river dance, it doesn't get better than being on stage with Dave Moore.
It's been a downhill battle since Fairview Park. It's just been trying to get back to that high ever since.
But that's where we do know each other from, because you're part of Deck Pierce's kind of, you know, ever-growing Block Rock and Beats family, and it's so great to be in that family. I'm so honoured every time I get the chance to do it. But amazing to see the reaction of a crowd to a band like ours that are sitting on top of this unbelievable dance music.
It's unbelievable, and to kind of see a revival of all those club classics, the anthems, and to have a space that people can go out and, you know, safely celebrate that kind of music. Even we just announced we're doing the INEC in December. There you go, Deck. There's a plug.
There's a plug for Deck. There's a Block Rock and Beats.
We just announced we're doing the INEC, and that one, the upstairs of that is kids only. So it's just classic. It's bringing on a whole new generation of those 80s and 90s anthems, you know.
And so, Kira, obviously I know Nicole a little bit because we've literally done one gig together. We've hung out a few times. But tell me, what's your musical story? So where'd you start?
I'm from Dublin, but my whole family play music, and I was reared kind of just didn't have much of a choice whether to play music or not. I just had the option of whatever instrument.
What did you settle on?
Literally, I've settled on the fiddle.
Okay, so yourself and Nicole both playing fiddle.
We both have a history of Irish dancing as well, so we're the dancers of the group as well.
Yeah, and we both fairly, I know Nicole studied in Cork, but I started touring straight out of school, and we've shared a lot of the same, we have a very similar CV. Loads of Irish dancing shows, Lord of the Dance, River Dance, loads.
And you've travelled globally with that stuff. That's amazing.
Some of the biggest stages and arenas and theatres across the world. So it's been unbelievable. And to think we've had all of that behind us and Bird is only getting started now. We're it's never ending. And that goes for most of the girls in the band as well. They've a touring background.
And are there 11 of you now? Is that right?
There 11, is.
Yeah.
But there's a collective of kind of even more. We have we have a few people that pop in if we're stuck.
Gotcha.
You know? So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
probably about 15 in total, maybe.
That's amazing.
15 birds, but 11 on stage most of the time.
Right.
Stage.
Yeah. And how do we balance that? Because I know from playing in bands, for example, it can be quite a job for the front of house mixer to try and get everybody to sound well together. So when you're doing that with a four-piece rock band, that's a challenge. When you're doing with an 11-piece live traditional band, like is it a challenge to get that to sound the way you guys hear it in your heads?
Definitely it is. Our sound checks take significantly longer than any sound check I've done before, and takes a lot of quiet, just stand in your spot until it's your moment. But we have an amazing sound team. We have Ethan and the guys up front as well.
Yeah,
so
they know
us, and they know kind of what we like, and we try to bring them to everything we do so that it's as seamless as possible.
And what's the plan then with Bird? Because obviously the first time that I heard you, I can't remember, it was definitely about a year and a bit ago, I remember hearing something, and then it bubbled, and all of a sudden there was this gig, there was that gig, there was this performance, and then I saw you guys again in Wexford at the Fla, because you were about to go on stage with Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
the craziness and the kind of the speed at which this has gotten to the point it's gotten. I know you're all bringing your musical CVs to the table, but it still has to become a thing in itself.
Yeah.
And it's happening quickly.
The momentum has been brilliant, but like most of us have known each other for a long, long time. We've been playing together in sessions and in house parties for years and years. So, like, it was always kind of like, geez, this is so much fun. Imagine if we could get to do this full time. And now it's like, once it's actually happened, it's kind of just very natural. And I think that's what's helping the momentum.
Gotcha.
And it doesn't, those moments are unbelievable. It has very much been a whirlwind the last little while. And even moments like that with Ed Sheeran, we had just headlined All Together Now a couple of days before that main stage there. And we were kind of going off the back of that to Ed Sheeran. And I remember Kira and I turned to each other during Ed's set. And I actually said to her, we need to just take this moment.
Yes.
And like, this is just
so
crazy.
Hard, isn't
like
it?
You're just kind of going from one thing to the next, particularly in the summer. And we did have a little moment together there where we were like, this is happening.
He started singing Photograph and I started crying. I was like, no.
But these are the opportunities. And I was down interviewing Ed at that time. And I said to him, one of the first things I said to him was how important I think he has been in the popularization of Irish traditional music outside of Ireland. Because by doing Galway Girl, for example, like, that brought such a huge audience to music that they've never heard before.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to do that. He could have just done whatever he wanted. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, it's just important that when things like this happen and the focus is on it, that you guys are there and you guys are absolutely, like, bossing it in terms of performance. And people realize, like, this is amazing music.
Definitely. Aww. And I think even for Ed Sheeran, you know, he was going back to his Irish roots, and the reason, like, he didn't have to do it, but he wanted to connect with Irish music. And I think that's the impact that trad is having for us as well, is that it resonates with people and people want to be in touch with their Irish roots and get in touch with their culture and the language.
Well,
and
I'm glad you mentioned culture, because that's actually the reason you're in here. We haven't even touched on yet is the fact that the ladies are ambassadors for Culture Night. How do I best describe you guys? I don't want to offend anybody. Like, girls, ladies, women, female, what's
brilliant. Any of the above, we won't be offended.
You
know, we're proud.
Are you just a trad group, really? And in fairness, let's take the gender out of the whole thing.
You happen to be women.
You happen to be women. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so talk about Culture Night to me, because Culture Night is really important. And, like, you guys being ambassadors for that, I think is a brilliant move. So what's the crack with it?
Yeah, we're very, very proud to be the ambassadors for Culture Night in its 20th year this year. So Culture Night is on the 19th of September. It's an all nationwide event celebrating all the things that we are most proud of and what we celebrate in our band as well, which is our culture, music, song, dance, storyteller, poetry, the whole lot.
Nice.
So it's free all over the country. Events.
Loads of local events. Everyone check out what's happened locally, and for all the family and everything. It's just great.
That's the great
it's
thing
amazing.
About
There's
it.
Something
yeah, yeah.
for everyone.
And what will you guys be performing?
Yes, Bird is opening a show in Galway, 8 o'clock. It's a televised event.
Wow.
There's a lineup of amazing artists on that night, but Bird is opening the show at 8 o'clock in Galway in St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
Collegiate Church.
Yeah, yeah, well remembered.
We
that is impressive.
Yeah.
I see Kira just constantly nodding at Nicole going, how do you remember this bit?
It's here somewhere in the back
you
of my head.
You should have written that down. No, that's brilliant. No, Culture Night is really good. 19th of September. It's a Friday night. And all over the country, as you said, there's just celebrations of the things that we're as you said, we're so proud of. We're part of our culture. Absolutely. So go and celebrate it. Right, listen, I'm going to put you to the test now, right? Okay, so I have a game that I do on the show every day called Music Master. And it's a music quiz. Two people go head to head. And we just basically see... Nicole versus Kira. We basically see, who can win prizes, okay, by answering music questions. But part of it is we play audio rounds. And it could be things like reverse. They're backwards songs. Or it could be roller coaster songs and they go up and down and in and out and whatever. Chopped up tunes. Chipmunk tunes. You do all these different things. But one of the ones we do is we do different instruments playing popular songs. So I've delved into the kind of the vault of Music Master audio and seen if I can find things that are vaguely traditional. So we could have, flutes and accordions and balalaikas or whatever here playing songs you'll know well. And if you know the answer, shout out the answer, okay?
Okay, go easy on
us. These are songs you'll know well, popular songs, okay? So here's your first one. What is this? Have a listen. What are you hearing?
I'm a Barbie girl. I'm a Barbie girl. Sort of an accordion.
Absolutely right. It is I'm a Barbie girl. Well done. Okay, I'm going to write this down. 1-0 to Nicole.
I hear the cash machine prize is going to be the prize.
I'm not sure if that's going to be the prize at the end. Okay, try this one. Have a listen. Oh, two hands going up. Go on, shout it out.
You belong with me.
You belong with me, too. Cheers. Kira's getting the point there, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, have a go at this one now. You have to let this one build now for a second, I think. Right, have a listen. Say that again.
The Cranberries.
Yeah. Is absolutely right. That's Dreams by the Cranberries. Well, actually, you gave the title, so I'm going to give you half a point each.
Okay, brilliant.
One and a half. Right. Okay, got a couple more, right? See if you can get this one. The same time. Another half point each. That's 2 apiece, so it comes down now to the tiebreaker.
Under pressure.
Okay, so what you gotta do is identify this one. Let's see now if we can get it. Ready? Here we go. What is this?
Tap out of this one.
This
I don't
is
know.
So annoying. But it's your man, Andre 3000.
Yeah, Andre 3000, a big boy.
The other guy. What the heck?
No. I'll give you half a point.
That's
so
gonna really
we're going to go 2.5 points to Kira, 2 points to Nicole. Kira's the winner. The answer was Outkast.
I would never have got that.
Listen, you've got the honour now of beating her by half a point, Kira. Fair play to you.
I owe you a coffee. Give me for that.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. Hopefully, Nicole, we see each other on stage very soon.
Yes.
And I'll definitely be at a Bird gig as soon as I can find you guys in my local neck of the woods. But check them out on the 19th September in Galway. It is the 20th anniversary, 20th edition of Culture Night. It's going to be brilliant. Nicole and Kira, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks
Cheers.
For
Cheers. Talk to you later.
Dave Moore on Today FM.